Not everything has the same importance in our lives, and sometimes we get confused. I want to speak a little bit about advertisements. If you remember St. Thomas's English Muffins, they used to have a phrase that goes, Thomas's promises, and they would always promise you fresh bread. But not everything in life is that important as the promise of fresh bread. As an example, you remember the story perhaps of a person who wanted to go skydiving on their 50th birthday. And in the preparation class, they were told three very important things. When you jump out of the plane, count 10 seconds and pull your parachute. It's the little red cord. If for whatever reason that doesn't open, be calm. You have a reserve parachute. Pull the blue cord. And the third thing, there will be a van waiting to pick you up to bring you back to the terminal. The person jumped out of the plane, pulled the cord, the parachute doesn't open, but he remains calm, and he pulls the second cord, and that doesn't open, and he thinks to himself, with my luck, the van won't be there either. Not everything is as important as it seems, but people will promise you things. Are you sad? Get a Happy Meal. And what's a Subaru for? Love. Love. If you get a Subaru, you love your family. You care about safety. You care about comfort. There are so many things that are promised. Coke is it. And once again, if you can't smile, Coke will give you a Coke and a smile. So you have advertisements that promise you many things. But in today's gospel, the source of every happiness is deep in your heart, your conscience. Are you living correctly? You may not have everything you desire. You may not have everything you would like to have. But are you living a good life? Can you look in the mirror and say, I'm taking care of my family. If you're younger, I'm listening to my parents, to my teachers. If you're older, I'm satisfied with what I have. And not only that, I am using my energy and my resources to help other people. Nothing gives us so much happiness as using what we have and using who we are to offer ourselves to others. One comedian say, how can you ever be lonely in this world if there are over 3 to 5 billion people in it? You just have to find them. You have to find your place in life. Find where you can use your human gifts to produce more happiness in the world. Jesus' famous phrase, it is better to give than to receive, applies here. Often psychiatrists will even tell you, if you help other people when you are having trouble, it will take your mind off your particular situation and ease your pain and maybe even give you a cure or a change in your attitude about your own life. So today, you will be faced with many things as we are every day, but not everything is as important as the things that are most important, who you are and how you share your life with one another. Slava Isusu Christu.